With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A fast-moving storm is blanketing the northeastern U.S. in snow and ice. The National Weather Service says over 54 million people from the Midwest to the Northeast are under winter alerts. The Eagles are celebrating their second Lombardi Trophy in franchise history. Philadelphia beat the Chiefs 40-22 in Super Bowl 59. The Trump administration is working to identify underperforming workers in the federal government. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
All federal departments and agencies have been ordered to provide lists of employees who are underperforming as the administration seeks to shrink the workforce. Agencies have 1 month to submit names of every employee who has received less than a fully successful performance rating in the past 3 years. The memo also emphasized that the agencies report any obstacles to making sure they have the ability to swiftly terminate poor-performing employees who cannot or will not improve. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, the remains of all 10 people killed in an Alaska plane crash have now been recovered. Julie Walker has more.
The bodies of the 9 passengers and 1 pilot who were on board a Bering air flight that crashed in Nome, Alaska Thursday have been recovered, according to state troopers. They range in age from 30 to 58. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says they're investigating the cause of the crash, but the single-engine turboprop plane is on an ice floe, which makes it tricky.
We do have a short window where we have weather, bad weather coming in, some snow, and please understand that some difficult conditions, because this is on an ice floe, which is moving about 5 miles a day.
Audio courtesy Alaska News Source. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Delaware Democrats are determined to pass assisted suicide, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Governor John Carney vetoed a bill that would have allowed a person to take their own life with the help of a doctor, but Democratic lawmakers say they'll try again. There's a new governor in office, Matt Meyer, and suicide advocates think they can get him to sign the legislation. So far, 9 states and the District of Columbia have legalized assisted suicide over the warnings of pro-lifers who say the practice will put the disabled and elderly at risk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man arrested for firing a shotgun outside an upstate New York synagogue shortly after terror group Hamas attacked Israel in 2023 has pleaded guilty to federal charges. Mufid Fawaz was arrested after shots were fired outside Temple Israel of Albany. The Iraqi-born man was shouting "Free Palestine" when officers arrested him. Later told investigators he felt affected by events in the Middle East. This is SRN News. A possible medical breakthrough.
3 people with a muscle-destroying disease got a little stronger when an implanted device zapped their spinal cord. Researchers report that a spine-stimulating implant already being tested for paralysis might also aid neurodegenerative diseases like spinal muscle atrophy. Researchers implanted electrodes over the lower spinal cord of 3 adults with SMA in a month-long pilot study. They all stood and walked more easily, although the benefits faded after the implant was removed, prompting a call for longer study. The findings were published in the journal Nature Medicine. John Scott reporting.
5 planets will be in full view all February. Skywatchers can view Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and Mercury all month long, depending on cloud cover. Most of the planets will be visible to the naked eye, but for those who want to catch a glimpse of Uranus and Neptune, binoculars or a telescope will be needed. More details at SRNnews.com.